It is 5:31 here in the home stretch of downtown on your Thursday afternoon, the calm before the first storm of the season. Rich Kimball here, also a week away from Thanksgiving when one of the great annual events will take place, and that's the broadcast on NBC television of the National Dog Show presented by Purina, and that will be hosted, as always, by our next guest, one of our favorites on downtown, John O'Hurley, joining us. Hello, John.
Hello, Rich. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you with us. You are in Philadelphia right now, and of course, this will be, hard to believe, the 16th broadcast of the National Dog Show.
Well, this is actually our 17th year.
17, like
number 17. Number 17.
I didn't count my thumb.
You took a nap during the year there.
It was the first year. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, it's that trip to pain from the turkey.
That must be what it is. Well, you and David Fry and the crew work so well together. You have such amazing chemistry and always an exciting broadcast because, and for the people there as well, this is one of the last of the benched dog shows that allow the experience to be much greater for the people who are there in person.
It does. In fact, we'll have an audience of about 30,000 people there in the arena while we're shooting the National Dog Show. And, they get to enjoy a very special treat, which is to walk up and down the aisles and see the all 2,000 dogs that are competing that day. Each one of them is a breed winner at one point during the year in order to be eligible. So it is you're watching the best of the best there. Almost 200 different breeds, everything from large to small, and hairless to hairful. It's quite an array of dogs, and all of them have one common denominator. They all are lovable. And they round the edges off in our lives.
Do we have any new breeds this year that you'll be introducing us to?
Yes, we do. We have the I'm going to take a step back and then go running and then leap off the cliff when I say it. It's the Niederlandse Keukenhunden.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You just only get one shot at saying that. That is it's a lovely little Dutch hunting dog. And then we have the Grand Dame Bien. Let me take one more. The Grand Basse Bichon Vendéen is the PDG. It's the larger version of the PDG, but it's a herding dog that is coming in, and it's a beautiful dog as well. Very, very pretty. And those are our two new breeds this year, so it'd be kind of fun to see them compete and see if they can garner the attention they deserve.
Now, the dog that you and David posed with for a publicity photo where you were using a part of their coat as a mustache, what breed was that?
Well, that's the Commodore. That's a beautiful breed, yeah. It looks a little like Whoopi Goldberg there. she's so funny when I talk to her about that. It's a beautiful. That's a beautiful dog. It's so much fun, huh? Isn't it? With the little mustachio.
Now, what I love about the broadcast in recent years too is the interaction you have on social media, on Twitter, between I would say viewers, but specifically the canine viewers, and you love to see the reaction of other dogs sitting at home watching the competition.
Oh, I got to tell you, it is hysterical, Rich, to see the. To see the dogs watching the dog show. Some dogs relate to a television screen. Others do not. But the dogs that do are just remarkable in their reactions. They'll run up to the screen. They'll try to paw. They'll try to sniff it. My favorite was when the dog walks around to the back behind the screen and is looking for the dogs that are back there.
My Ginger tends to watch, but she has favorites. I don't know why. She's a mixed breed. We don't even know. But she seems particularly drawn to the herding group.
The herd. Who knows why?
I don't know, except that she's always...
It points up that everybody has their favorite. But as I wrote in my children's book, The Perfect Dog, the dog that is perfect, the best in show, is the dog next to you.
Well, and speaking of that, A Perfect Dog has been turned into a musical, and it's going to be performed this weekend just outside of Philadelphia in Norristown. That's very exciting.
It isn't that fun. Yes, I wrote that book to my son as the answer to his question, Daddy, is the dog that is best in show is the perfect dog. And I answered it in that poem. And that poem became a book, and the book is now a children's musical that's done all over the world. And it's a thrill to see it have expanded and having spawned such a great deal of fun for kids everywhere. We'll be doing it during what was now National Dog Show Week here in Philadelphia.
And did I read that the idea for A Perfect Dog and turning it into a musical came to you or was suggested to you when you were doing the national tour of Spamalot?
Well, I was doing a special production of Spamalot out in St. Louis, and Eric Idle was out there for it. Eric is a dear friend and, of course, the producer of Spamalot from the original, and which I did for several years. And so we were talking about it. He said, what else is going on? I mentioned, the dog book that was coming out. He goes, we like to do children's musicals. So they optioned it, and they put the musical up, and lo and behold, that's what they brought back. It's a beautiful little musical, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. But it does underscore the statement that the dog that is perfect is the one next to you.
John O'Hurley will be hosting the National Dog Show presented by Purina next Thursday, of course, on the NBC television network. Now, do you and Johnny Weir use the same hairstylist?
Yeah, I know. No, mine's a little simpler to put into place than this.
Now, you got some great national exposure today on Sports Illustrated, SI.com. As you return to the role of Jay Peterman, to shed, perhaps a different perspective on namesake quarterback Nathan Peterman.
This has been kind of a give and take all year long. Actually, from last season as well. He has a lot of fans. They love him dearly, but he's just not performing, and they just keep saying, put the other Peterman in. In fact, they have done countless cartoons of me with a football there in my my concussion-proof hairstyle, and as a replacement for Nathan. But God bless him. Yeah, we sat down and did kind of a funny spoof on it yesterday. It was Peterman on Peterman. But the remarkable stat being that he's thrown as many touchdowns for the other team as he has for his own.
But of course, that, as you point out, is just because the Petermans are giving people.
We're very giving people. We're huggers.
John, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you, because I know you're such a big fan, about this year's wonderful Boston Red Sox World Championship season.
I had quite a year, didn't I? And I embraced it all, and it was a thrilling year to see it all unfold. And I'm sure everybody up in the Portland area is proud of their Red Sox through their Red Sox team there, their farm team there. It's just it's wonderful to see some of the great players. Benintendi comes straight through the Sea Dogs, and it's wonderful to be able to watch them and watch them evolve into the players that really are going to be the next generation of Hall of Famers. It was a great year. We expect to have another great year next year. I think the Sox are just as strong. I love the leadership. I love the camaraderie in the clubhouse and certainly the execution on the field.
Now, John, you were doing Chicago. You were back playing Billy Flynn on Broadway, I know, in the early fall. Were you in New York when the Red Sox clinched?
No, I was actually, when we clinched, I was at the game.
Even better.
My buddy Brian Cranston, who's a friend of yours and the show, and I, we went with my son Will and his daughter. And so the four of us went to the final game there to watch the Dodgers. Now, Brian had to jump ship there because he is a Red Sox fan, but he is a congenital Dodger fan. So he had to slip on the blue that night. So we had to be red states, blue states. And and as my little son, turned to me, goes, when he saw the Dodger hats, we're wearing our Red Sox memorabilia there. He said, Daddy, are we going to be killed tonight?
Well, Brian will be on with us Monday.
The last game there was when, as everybody filed out, all of the Dodgers fans filed out, and they had the celebration for the championship and the awarding of the trophy, about a third of the stadium there at Dodger Stadium all was wearing red.
Well, Brian will be on with us Monday, so we'll make sure to remind him which hat he needs to wear.
Yeah, he's doing. Hey, listen, he's doing a great show there and a great job on the show Network, the old that wonderful film from the '70s. There, it's just, and he's gonna. I put my bib down. He's gonna win a Tony for this as well.
Yeah, I think so. Looking forward to that. And, of course, looking forward as we are and families are all over America. It's become such a great Thanksgiving tradition. The National Dog Show presented by Purina next Thursday on the NBC Television Network. John, it's always a delight for us to talk with you. We appreciate you visiting with us and hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday.
You as well. Always a joy to talk to you.
John O'Hurley with us here on Downtown as we make our way up until 6 o'clock tonight.